Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I am so excited for another solo episode. It's just me today. So something that I want to share with you is some of my current favorite wellness hacks to take into 2021. So I've noticed a trend, and this trend has been happening for a really long time. And the way that I notice this trend is that my team tells me that so often the majority of the questions that my team gets, besides like customer support emails or, you know, whatever it is where I get my things. Or what my current favorite wellness things are, or where I got my shirt, or where I got my this, or where I got my that. And so I figured that I would start incorporating more and more of this, just like I do in my newsletter, also in my podcast, as well as my posts. Basically, anytime I come across a product that I absolutely love, that I think that you would love too, or a hack that I love and a hack that I think you would love too, or a system or a software or a tip or whatever, that I would share it. I wouldn't keep it a secret. I wouldn't keep it to myself. I would spill the beans. So this episode's going to be that thing. Now we're in 2021 now. I initially was going to record this episode before we entered 2021 so that you could get this at the end of 2020, but it doesn't fucking matter. We're just going to do this episode, and you still have, you know, your entire year ahead of you to implement some of the things that I discovered in 2020 that made a radical difference in my mental health, in my health in general, my physical health, in my wellness, the way that I think about things, the way that I feel about myself, you know, energetically made a huge difference for me. So I'm going to go ahead and share them with you. So I'm going to share 7 of my current favorite wellness hacks to take into 2021. Number one, I shared this on Insta story and you guys absolutely love this. So let's put it on the podcast so that everyone else who has not seen that Insta story can also benefit. There is a thing that I installed on my laptop back in college. It's called F.Lux. Okay. It's a software. It's a completely free software. My mom introduced this to me way back in the day. So like 8 years ago when I was in college, She was talking to me about, you know, the harmful effects of blue light and how blue light on our computers is the thing that ages us, is the thing that keeps us awake late at night, is the thing that is disrupting our sleep pattern, our circadian rhythm. And, you know, back then I was in college. When we're young, we're just like, whatever, who cares? Like, I'm not getting sleep anyway. College is disrupting my circadian rhythm, Mom, not blue light. I don't care. But I did have it. I did install it because I did listen to my mom. And then, of course, it annoyed me. And I'll share that in just a bit, why it annoyed me. But then as I got older and as I am still on my laptop, spending just as much, if not more time on my laptop, on my phone, my laptop, social media, because literally my entire life is on my computer and my phone, because that's the nature of having an online business. And I noticed that, you know, I could actually feel the blue light coming from my laptop, keeping me up at night. I feel so wired when I'm on my phone or my computer, as I get closer and closer to my bedtime. Like after, if I'm on my laptop after 7 p.m., it's just like, oh my God, I can literally feel it. It's just, I know it's like wiring me like it's caffeine. And so my intuition led me back into installing this program, the software that you can find for free. They have it on Apple. So if you have a MacBook, you can just go to just Google f.lux. And of course, I will include any links in the show notes. So any links, codes, anything that I share with you guys today, it's going to be found in the show notes as well. And so I installed it and it's made such a difference. And the thing that it did annoy me in college back in the past that you will have to get used to is when you have this software installed, it's going to turn your computer screen like orange. Like it's going to take all the blue light out. And as the sun sets, so it works with the sun. So you program it. Sorry, I'm getting really excited and like all over the place, but I'm going to tie it back together. I promise. So how it works is it takes the blue light out of your computer based on when the sun is in the sky. So if you think about it, blue light is found in the sun, right? Blue light is inherently not bad. It's the artificial blue light that continues shining in our eyes, on our skin, that disrupts, that can be damaging to our eyes, that can be damaging to our skin because it's similar in wavelength to UV light, again, similar to the sun, right? And it disrupts our circadian rhythm because the blue light comes from the sun, but the sun, you guys, eventually sets at a certain time, right? At like, I don't know, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., wherever you are in the world, whatever season we're in, at some point the sun sets, but the blue light that we're getting from our electronics does not stop. And so therefore we're confusing our bodies, making it think that the sun is still out, and the sun is out literally until 11 p.m. And all of a sudden we're expected to shut down, right? We close our computers at 11 and then 11:01, we are expected to fall asleep. That just doesn't work. That's like the minute the sun sets, like I need to fall asleep at that point. And that's just, there's no setting, right? It's like the sun is high in the sky and all of a sudden I'm like expected to fall asleep midday. And so what this software does is you input where you are, your location. So I'm in Los Angeles, California. I have that programmed in there. And you can also set it as to how much blue light that you want it to take out and kind of the shades of orange that you're willing to tolerate. Sometimes if you're watching like a movie or something, of course, it's harder. You know, if you're like a graphic designer or you're watching a movie and you need all the colors of the rainbow in your screen for you to accurately create something, you know, that's, or see something, that's of course going to interfere with it, which is where I'm going to share with you tip number two. So don't worry. But I like this because it's just an automatic thing that goes on in my laptop and I don't even have to think about it. And I'm able to work until the late hours of the night. And the blue light is taken out automatically, which is amazing. Again, it's a free software. You can get it at f.lux. Just Google that. I'll also put the link in the show notes. And if you have anything other than a MacBook, don't worry. I'm sure if you just Google, you know, f.lux, but for Windows or for PC, there are other softwares out there that I'm sure you can download onto your computer that will help take out blue light. There's another function on the iPhone as well. I think it's called night shift or night mode. I'm sure they have the same thing on Androids, where I have it that I have it triggered for like 6 p.m. So after 6 p.m., the blue light is taken out of my phone as well. And I have noticed such a radical difference in how I wind down at night, even if I am watching something, working on something, and have my computer directly in front of my eyes. And also my skin has, of course, thanked me as well, which I didn't know that. I had no idea that I was very aging for your skin. Oh my God. Why didn't I know that? Why didn't my mom tell me that like way back in the day? Anyway, my second hack is, of course, if you don't want to install this on your computer, you don't like the super orangey look of it, there's also blue blocking glasses. Now, I'm not going to recommend a certain brand. I know if you do your research, there's a bunch of brands that come up and each one is like different and some of them are more effective than others and some of them are more backed up by research than others or whatever. Like you can go down in that rabbit hole. I'm not going to go into that rabbit hole because my glasses, my prescription glasses have blue light blocking in them. I bought them that way. I asked for the manufacturer at the mall. I got my, this is a random, but I broke my glasses like the day before my wedding or my wedding trip. And I was at the mall and I just walked into a random eyeglass store and just like got my prescription checked and got new glasses. So that's how I got my glasses. And then they had on there that they can also put blue light blocking. So of course I said yes. But if you don't want to install Efflux, you know, if you don't have prescription glasses, you can just get frames that have the blue light blocking in them. And then whenever you are working or using your phone or as soon as the sun sets, just make sure you put those glasses on. Now, I will say that, you know, something about glasses, you know, non-prescription glasses, like if you don't need them, there's like a superstition, right? I don't know where this comes from, but just thinking about it, you know, from the context of manifestation, from the perspective of manifestation, you know, if you don't require glasses, I don't know if it's a good idea to put glasses on your eyes to convince your body that you need glasses, right? So that's just something to think about if you're going to go that route. Number three is my to manifest list versus to-do list. This has been such a game changer when it comes to productivity. I can't even tell you. And it's so simple. I recorded a whole podcast episode on this. So if you missed that podcast episode, I definitely recommend you go back to it and fully listen. This is going to be more of like a reminder and a really quick reason for why I started creating to manifest lists versus to-do lists. And the reason why is that, you know, it's just a matter of like how you label it differently and your language around it. But I found that when I was creating traditional to-do lists, you know, before 2020, because I think I started implementing this in like early 2020, I would constantly attract more shit to do, like just never ending. And I'm sure the sentiment for the majority of people is that they hate to-do lists because the to-do lists never end. You cross things off and there's more things right around the corner, right? So to manifest list is similar to a to-do list, except you don't call it a to-do list. Instead, you call it a to manifest list. And then you come to that to manifest list with the intention that everything on this to manifest list is going to get done. It's going to get done. But what you're doing is, as you guys know, manifestation is a co-creative process, right? So how you're approaching this to manifest list is the things that you are writing down, you are inviting all kinds of forces, all kinds of assistance, all kinds of help to come in and help you get these things checked off. And I noticed that when I went from creating a to-do list that simply relies on me just doing things, a to manifest list came with the intention of having things checked off, but having assistance with the things getting checked off. Okay. So something that I found when I created to manifest lists is, for example, when I would create to manifest lists, I would find that like Brennan would help me check things off. My team would help me check things off without me even asking them. Or something that I thought would take me a really long time would all of a sudden take me a super short amount of time to check it off. Or, you know, something that I thought really needed to get done didn't need to get done after all. And it's just like magic that started happening. And everything that I would put on my to manifest list would get done. It's like I would start warping time as well, where a task that I think would take me 3 hours all of a sudden takes me an hour, or something that I think would take me that entire day to do would all of a sudden take me just, you know, not as much time. Or things that sometimes I'll look at my to manifest list and be like, how am I going to get all these things done in one day? And all of a sudden it's like I warp time. It's like I stop time and something happens that results in me getting things done. So it's really a results focused kind of to-do list rather than just focusing on the actions of doing. If you're confused, I feel like I explain it way better in that podcast episode. So definitely go back to that podcast episode and listen to why I create to manifest lists versus to-do lists. Now, number four is a big one. It's been such a mental health savior. No social media close to bedtime. That includes morning or evening, at least 1 to 2 hours before bed and at least 1 to 2 hours after bed. No social media. And that might include emails and text messages and just responding to shit. And the reason being is that this has been such a instant sleep disruptor. And the reason why is that when we receive notifications, we are in reaction mode. Right? When we see something pop up on our phone or pop up on social media, someone posts something, someone tags us, someone sends us a DM, someone comments, someone blah, 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 right? It's like instantly we feel hardwired to need to respond. It's like we need to respond because what that does is it activates fight or flight mode. Now, when your cortisol levels are higher during the day, you know, shortly after waking up in the morning and long before you go to bed, it's fine to kind of, you know, respond to things. And, you know, I don't believe in reacting to things in general. I believe in responding to things, like taking the time to become aware of how you feel in the moment and not just react and take your time with things, of course. But you can handle more of that fight or flight mode. You're more stress adapted in the middle of day than you are first thing in the morning and right before bed. You don't want your cortisol levels high because they are going to disrupt your sleep. Another reason being is your subconscious mind is the most malleable in the theta wavelength. Okay, theta wavelength is just slower wavelength than beta, which right now you're listening to me in beta. Alpha is like a meditative state and theta is more like a hypnotic state, also known as trance, also known as that bridge right between being awake and being asleep. Right? So as you're falling asleep, you're getting tired, you're getting more relaxed. And right when you wake up, you're still tired, you're still more relaxed, right? You're still in that theta wavelength. And your subconscious mind is the most programmable and the most malleable in this theta wavelength. And the biggest mistake that people make is that they infuse their subconscious mind with other people's shit. Right? They infuse it with world events. They infuse it with other people's drama, with other people's lives. Like that's what they are programming their minds with. They are programming their minds with external things first thing in the morning and right before they go to bed by being on their phones late at night or first thing in the morning. And instead, what I have found is that if I just power down my social media, like I will sometimes respond to text messages. That's fine with me. You know, I'll play a game or I'll check in on something, but not social media, not anything that comes from the external environment that isn't invited in. Because sometimes I do like to text my friends or whatever, you know, even if it's late at night, it's not something that hikes up my cortisol levels, but being on social media for some reason does. And that evokes like a sense of anxiety. Again, that anxiety coming from fight or flight, right? And so what I have found is that if I instead take a bath or instead read a book or instead enjoy a nice hot cup of tea or have a conversation with my husband or have a conversation with my friend, like something very mellow, low cortisol, that's just been such a game changer for me. I can't even describe it. And you don't really know like the effects of it. You can't really feel the benefits of it until you try it. So I highly recommend trying it. Because it's been such a game changer for me and I feel way more mentally equipped to be able to handle anything that comes my way in the middle of the day. Number five is, this one blew my mind. Again, this is something that I discovered way back in the day, I think college, and then I forgot about it, and then I rediscovered it recently when I got very frustrated with my desktop. So if you have a crazy looking desktop, like files up the wazoo everywhere, just folders, and you can't even see the vision board that you have as your background on your computer, which if you don't have that, make it your background. I have my vision board always as my background. But I realized that I had all these files just scattered everywhere. And then what I was programming my subconscious mind with was a bunch of scattered files. And so of course I felt scattered. And so something that I did is I made a desktop folder on my laptop called desktop. And I put everything that's supposed to be my desktop into that folder. Right? Of course, I recommend organizing things before, you know, you just slap it into one folder, because technically it doesn't make it any more organized if you just take your disorganized desktop and put it into another folder. But what it does is it kind of hides that from you. And so just mentally, it creates this like mental feng shui. It's like this feng shui for your laptop. It's feng shui for your desktop, where all of a sudden you only have one folder. When you open up your computer, you're no longer anxious. You're no longer in fight or flight mode because you don't even know where to start, because you have so many words written everywhere, so many files, so many places to go, so many buttons, so many, whoa, right? So as soon as I did this, you guys, oh my God, my creativity just skyrocketed and my stress levels went way, 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 way down. Of course, I also did some reorganization in that desktop folder, but even that alone has just made such a difference. So I highly recommend it. Number six is to get an EMF protector. Okay. I'm not going to go into all the research and all of the stuff around how EMFs, electromagnetic fields that come from phones or computers or microwaves or whatever, electronic devices, how they cause, you know, genetic damage, how they cause reproductive defects, how they cause cancer, neurological degeneration, nervous system dysfunction, immune system dysfunction, and so much more. There's a lot of research out there. You just need to know what you're looking for. And actually the company that I'm about to recommend to you for getting an EMF protector has a ton of research on there. Like if you're a nerd and you need to see the science behind why you do the things that you do or why you're going to protect yourself from something, they got science for days. So the EMF protector that I use, I currently have one on every single device that I use. I have one on my laptop. I have one on my phone. I have one in my bedroom, like a bigger one that covers 500 square feet. I have one in my kitchen that covers 500 square feet. So in my kitchen, I have my Wi-Fi box. I have a microwave there that I barely use, but sometimes my husband will use. So just in case, I have one in my kitchen that basically covers my kitchen, dining room, living room. I have one in my bedroom that covers my entire bedroom. And I for sure need to get one in my office that also covers up to 500 square feet in my office. I also have one that I carry on me personally. So I put in my purse so that basically covers my auric field. I think it's like up to 3 feet or 6 feet or something like that in diameter around you, which makes a huge difference when you are walking through places that have a lot of electromagnetic radiation. So the company that I use is Aries Tech. I will link everything in the show notes. Again, the code that I have for 8% off is Manifestation Babe. So that's a company that I, of course, affiliate for, but it's because it's honestly something that I 100% use. I love, I've gotten my mom on it. I've gotten all my friends on it. Actually, it was recommended to me by someone that I met in Sedona. So one of Lauren Elise Love's friends, he recommended it to us. And of course I went on a bender doing my research, buying the EMF protector. I've used other EMF protectors in the past, like some more homemade ones, but this one is really backed up by research. There's a lot of independent studies that prove its effectiveness in shielding you and transmuting those negative, harmful electromagnetic waves into something more positive, a more positive frequency that doesn't actually harm your body. And ever since I put it on my phone, ever since I put it on my computer, I could actually feel the difference. Like I used to feel I used to get frazzled when I would spend too much time on my electronics, and I could never figure out why. And I would get headaches and I would get random pains and I would just get depleted. And if you think about it, we're made of energy, right? We have our own electromagnetic field around us. That's our aura. Okay. And when we have something that disrupts, that brings its own electromagnetic field, that disrupts our magnetic field, you can imagine what that does to our physiology, right? To our energy, to our health, to our well-being. It can even impact your thoughts, your feelings, your mood. I mean, it goes everywhere because we are energy. Everything is energy. And so if you don't currently use an EMF protector, you know, 5G, it's no secret, 5G rolled out this year or last year, I guess, in 2020. And I personally don't think 5G is a good thing. We're not going to go into that right now. You can do your own research, but it's basically like living in a microwave, and I don't like that. So I'm definitely going to do my best to protect myself, protect my family. And especially when I get pregnant, I'm basically going to wrap myself in EMF protectors and be one of those freaks. And, I'm not going to feel embarrassed about it at all, because I'd rather be safe than sorry, for sure. Number seven, you know, this one is like such an obvious one, but really I have to mention it because even I need to hear this, because even I get stuck in the mental world and I'm not always in my body and I'm always doing a lot of mental thinking and tasks and overthinking and contemplating and philosophizing, whatever that word is. I do a lot of thinking. And so I have to actually remind myself, like, hey, Catherine, it's time to move your body. It's time to move your body. So I made it a commitment to move my body at least a little bit a day. And something that I find works for me is when moving my body is a sustainable practice. Okay. So I found an app, I want to say like back in September or October of 2020, that has been such a game changer for me personally, and actually having fun with my workouts and showing up to my workouts and knowing that my workouts are only going to be between 30 to 40 minutes a day. That's it. And I have never felt healthier. I've never felt more fit. I've never had just a deeper connection to my body. It really helps me relieve mental pressure, especially from a human design perspective. I have a defined root center and an undefined head center. And so I feel a lot of mental pressure. And sometimes I need to just clear that out because I absorb so much from the outside world. I need something to help clear that pressure out. And moving my body has been the thing. And I think that oftentimes in the personal development world, we get way too into the mindset, you know, it's all about mindset and brain and thinking and mental, that oftentimes we forget about the physical personal development. And fitness is not just about aesthetics, you guys. It really is the physical personal development. So my favorite app is called the Fit Body app by Anna Victoria, someone that I used to follow way back in the day when I was super into fitness, who I recently refollowed because she shared her whole pregnancy journey. And you guys know how obsessed I am with all things pregnancy. So of course I had to follow her. And she kept talking about her app. And so I decided to give it a try because there was like a free trial, which I think there still is a 7-day free trial. So there's literally no harm in downloading it and trying it out. I'm going to link it in the show notes for you so you can get the direct link to that. But oh my God, it's been so much fun. I feel so much better. It's like workouts for 3 days a week. I think 3 days a week of strength training and 2 days a week of cardio and abs and 1 day off. And you could do it at home. Like as long as you have a simple set of dumbbells, like, you know, between like a 5-pounder, a 10-pounder, a 15-pounder to get started, some resistance bands, like you got everything you need to make this app work for you, even if you're working out from home. I also have a recommendation for you from my shaman who recommended a Bellicon trampoline or Bellicon rebounder for me that I've been recommending to every single person and all of my friends. It's been such an amazing thing for my health and also a great way to get some extra exercise into your day as well. So my shaman, with the ability to see, you know, my health and my body through, you know, remote viewing, he recommended to me the Bellicon for lymphatic detoxification. He said that my lymph system is moving a little slow. It's not detoxifying as fast as possible, as fast as necessary. And so there's a lot of shit that's building up that's causing these weird things to happen in my body. I have a lot of acidity. So he gave me all sorts of recommendations, but one of them was to get a Bellicon rebounder. Basically what it is, it's just a trampoline. It's a mini trampoline. Now I will say that Bellicon is on the higher end of cost, so it's definitely quite an investment. It's probably the best mini trampoline that you can buy, that money can buy, but they have other ones, so you don't have to get the Bellicon. I'm just sharing the exact brand that I use because you guys are always curious about the exact brands that I use. And I have noticed such a vast difference, not in just, you know, the first of all, the detoxification, of course, it's called lymphocyzing. I feel a massive difference in that, but also it's been such a fun way for me to get exercise into my day. I literally put on a show, or I put on a YouTube video or a podcast, or watch one of my course modules from one of the courses that I'm taking, and I just jump for 30 minutes. And it's like, I don't even feel that I'm working out, and I feel so giddy and excited. I think it just stimulates something from your inner child. Like your inner child just gets really excited to jump up and down in a trampoline. And if you think about it, back in the day as a kid, like, what did you most love in the world? You know, I don't know about you, but for me, it was those bounce houses. Whenever I would see those bounce houses, I would get so excited and I would just jump and jump and jump forever and ever and ever. So it really, really has been satisfying my inner child. And something else that I noticed is that just by doing, like, I think even 15 minutes a day is perfect. I noticed that by me doing it on a daily basis, there's parts of my body that were numb from my surgery. So just to remind anyone who doesn't know, or bring up to speed anybody who doesn't know, I had a surgery in 2019 to remove my breast implants, and I went with a fat transfer. And so for a fat transfer, they had to take fat out of other parts of my body and put them right into my boobs to kind of displace and replace that, the old implants that I was taking out. And so that liposuction surgery created some numb spots on my body, as well as my breasts as well. There's some numb spots, and they were not painful, but they were a little uncomfortable because I just don't like that feeling of numbness. I want to be able to feel my body. And so if there's a part of my body that I can't feel, it's a little weird for me. And what I noticed is that ever since I started lymphocyzing and rebounding, I actually regained feeling in some of the numb spots because the lymph was able to travel through those areas, detoxify, and my nervous system has been able to rebuild, which I think is just so incredible. So anyway, you guys, I don't want to make this podcast any longer. Let me know if you love this episode, if you love hearing the things that I'm into, the products that I'm into, that my hacks, my tips, my tricks for all things wellness, health, mental health, physical health, all the things that make us feel good. I think that feeling good is a massive key in creating a life that feels good, right? Like attracts like. If you feel good, your life's going to be good. And so let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Tag me on Insta story. Let me know what your takeaways were. Let me know if you have used any of the recommendations or products that I mentioned. And let me know if you guys want more. I would be so, so happy to give you more updates. And if you're not on my newsletter, this is exactly what I share on my newsletter every single month. I share my top books, my top products, my top tips. So definitely make sure that you get on the newsletter, the Manifestation Babe newsletter. And just to remind you, we are going into a launch very soon of a very special program that I'll be talking about a lot in the next couple weeks. And one of the things that I do for my launches is I always offer a free workshop, a free challenge that's anywhere between 3 to 5 days, just depending on what my mood is. Well, this year in 2021, I'm doing a free 5-day workshop that is all about making manifestation second nature so that you can manifest all of your desires on autopilot. If you're interested in joining that, I highly recommend it. I don't do these workshops very often. I do them like literally once, twice, maybe 3 times a year max. So they don't come around very often, but when they do come around, like, massive shifts happen for everybody in that workshop. And nothing lights me up more than just seeing these light bulbs go off that unlock the door, you know, the keys that unlock the door to accessing your manifestation abilities. It just makes me so happy. So if you want to sign up for that, make sure you go to manifestationbabe.com/workshop. Again, it's manifestationbabe.com/workshop. All right. I will see you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.